This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Have I got a deal for you?
What?
Okay, I got a Toro. It's a weed whacker. It's brand new in the box for $100.
Hang on a second. All right, this is Labor Day sales, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a Toro.
Yeah.
Weed whacker
in the box, never been opened.
Make it new.
For $100.
And I hear that Toro stuff. I don't have a Toro.
Yeah.
But I hear it's really good.
I don't know if it is.
$100.
$100.
I could use a good whacker. Labor Day whacking.
No, here's why. This is crazy. So I'm a Lowe's member because I go there way too much, right? So yeah. I have the app. I have all the stuff. Well, you go in and this weed whacker is super duper on sale. But then if you're a Lowe's quote unquote member, you get another $50 off. It's $39.
Wow.
For a weed whacker.
Can I give you my thoughts on Lowe's?
Yes.
Because we have a buddy that works over there, Justin.
Yeah I like my Lowe's.
But I will tell you this. And I'm being honest about this, okay? I go to Lowe's because I feel sorry for them sometimes.
Why? They're always packed.
Because that Home Depot is just wall to wall. It is wall to wall every time you go over there, and I feel sorry for the Lowe's people sometimes.
So here's how I look at the two.
Yeah.
I feel like Home Depot is more like for contractors, and I feel Lowe's is more pretty.
I would agree with that.
But yeah. When I think of contractors, Jamie, I think of better quality.
Oh, gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
But I feel like Lowe's is more like for me.
Yeah.
You know, like
more
pretty
of the
stuff.
People DIY.
Yeah. Yeah.
More the pretty stuff.
Pretty. Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry because you don't see as many cars in their lot.
Mine is packed.
Yeah. That's why I go to Safeway, too.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
King Supers is just packed it all is the packed. Time. Safeway, poor little Safeway sits over there with their meat.
Ours what do you is do? Empty.
Yeah.
Ours went out of business.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. We don't even have a Safeway. Yeah, it's gone. Hmm. It's wall-to-wall emptiness. And so I want to put an Ace Hardware in there. That's what I want to do, but I guess the rent's too expensive, and that's why they went under. Oh, well.
All right.
I'd really like to own Ace Hardware, but I just don't know enough about that stuff. And so you come up to me and you're like, "So I need a Champion spark plug," and I'll be like, "I don't know."
Look it up on the app.
Yeah, I like Ace though.
I do too. It's
a great place.
Yeah, it's the helpful hardware store.
Yeah. Ace is the place.
Yeah, it is. It is. I like it too. All right. Anyway, it's that kind of weekend, friends. Everything is on sale. I've been looking through some of the sales. If you go online, like Good Morning America came up with their 50 favorite sales. CNN has a list of all the sales, and they're insane. Even Yeti coolers, I found some of those. Those are on sale as well. So, and this is that weekend too. That if you sign up for different apps and things like that, you get better deals. So, towels, sheets, all that stuff. It's all on sale. all on sale. Okay, Leah Remini has announced that she is consciously uncoupling with her husband. Mm. She didn't say that part. I did, based on her statement. Her statement is actually really beautiful. Her and her husband were, like, they knew each other for 28 years, but married 21, something like that. I don't know, long time. And she said, basically, we consider this, I think it's kind of funny that people do that. She's like, when you're married this long, you consider it a successful marriage.
That's it?
That's what she said.
That's kinda long enough.
I mean,
it used to be till death do you part, you know?
Yeah, now it's 21 years. You're like, damn.
Well, yeah, because what was that study? It was like 8 years average that people get divorced.
Seven or eight. Yep. And then they get. So
21's a good run.
It is a good run. So, so they called it to an end. But she said that they've just gone different ways. They're still going to co-parent their daughter. They still are best friends. She said they're still going to curl up and watch movies, which is weird. But see, that's when the sex happens.
Yeah.
So they're married 21 years. They're not having sex. You break up. He comes over. You have a glass of wine. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, something new. Go.
Yeah.
Take it from Jamie White. Okay, she knows.
You know.
She's an expert in that field.
Well, you know, when you get divorced, you always have one more fling.
Jamie.
They do.
Thumbs up from me, buddy.
Almost everybody I know that got a divorce had one last fling.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, well, that's because you were having an affair.
She's also taking a lot of your money.
Yeah, there's that money thing, too. She's like, I don't have to have sex with him. I got his money. Remember that last day you wrote that check? Oh, yeah. You were so happy.
I was happy.
You were very happy.
Yeah. Now, I'd probably had a fling if she'd agree to it. No, it takes two.
Oh, my God. There was a picture of Wendy Williams, and I have to tell you, she looks a little rough.
Where is this picture from?
It's from, she went to a health food store with her son.
Oh.
And TMZ was showing it. She had trouble walking, I guess. She was assisted by her son. Her son has now become one of her caretakers. I guess this is in Florida. She's living in Florida. That's where most of her family lives. So, I don't know. It's just kind of a sad situation. What's it called? Oasis. The tickets went on sale. And to stand up at Wembley. Standing room only in the first part. It's $150 for one ticket just to stand there. No seat or anything.
You know, that doesn't sound too bad, though. $150?
Yeah, the seats go for $530.
Yeah. But, I mean, you go to, like, the Fillmore, for example, you got to stand up down there, right? I mean, you bring a big band in there. $150 doesn't seem that bad
to me. It sucks if you're short.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're...
Because then you pay $150 and you're looking at someone's back.
Will they let you bring a step stool?
I've never asked before. That's a great idea.
I mean, because kind of you're handicapable in that situation.
Yeah, because literally everyone's taller than me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you just got to get there early.
No, but it seems like it just does seem like for shorter people, they should have, like, you know, risers.
Yeah, like something, like an elevated platform that we can stand on.
Yeah, but I think some group out there would find offense to that.
Like who?
Tall
people?
Yeah. Maybe tall people.
Damn, short people.
Listen, I'll be in the back. I just need a little...
Just a little boost.
Yeah,
a little booster.
I just thought their tickets would be a little bit higher than that.
Well, they've just
bucks
added
doesn't seem much.
They just added three more shows because of the overwhelming whatever. And you know they'll go for so much higher.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Today
is going to be bought by the scalpers.
Yeah, today is just early sales or whatever they call it. You know, they're in a raffle for today. And then tomorrow the real sales start. Again, this is for Oasis. I feel like there's not a big, huge buzz here. I mean, they haven't released the dates for any kind of United States. Right now, it's just England and Ireland. But, man, those people over there are freaking out. So excited. Let's see here. Taylor Swift fans are really mad at what's his name? ASAP Rocky? God, I love
ASAP.
These names. ASAP. I like to call him ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
That's my name for him. Or as soon as possible, Rocky, hurry.
Yeah.
I guess he used her name or something in the album, and they're saying it's just to get her, you know, so people pay attention to his album.
He dropped a new song called Taylor Swift, and Taylor spelt like a someone who
does clothing,
yeah.
And Swift is without the T.
Yes.
Yeah, they're saying he used her name for clout. Let's see here. The obsession of male rappers with Taylor needs to be studied. Why does every male want beef with Taylor Swift? It's weird. Blah, blah, blah. Hmm. Who cares?
Way to pick a fight.
I know, right?
Yep.
And then everybody's talking about this Linkin Park. Linkin Park was one of my favorite bands of all time.
Oh,
like, it was
so good.
It was my breakup album. Like, I loved them so much until, what's his name? He took his life, right?
Chester.
Yeah, yep. So sad. But they're inviting fans to be part of something on Thursday, September 5th. It says the invite comes less than a day after a mysterious 100-hour countdown came to an end, only to glitch, reset, and start counting upwards from zero. A short time later, Linkin Park took to social media to post that it's only a matter of time. A message on the official website reads simply, "Be part of something September 5th. We don't know what it's about."
Who was the lead singer again?
It started with a C.
Chester.
Yeah, Chester.
Chester.
Yeah.
All right.
He was a bald-headed guy.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. It was so sad. I try so hard.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So far.
Yeah. Chester Bennington, the whole name.
End, it doesn't even matter.
Sounds just like that.
Exactly like
He's
that.
Good.
She nailed
I
it.
I tried so hard. I can't live it.
Anyway, sometimes we play him. It depends what day it is.
Yeah, it really does.
I don't think today is the day.
I don't think it is either. It's very weird.
It would be a good day, though.
It would be. I
but
love
it's
that song.
Not today.
Okay, sorry. Post Malone, Dwight Yoakam were seen riding horses in Hollywood for his new music video. The duo were filmed on horseback cruising past the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard with stars like Nina Whoever and Shaun White on set. They said that this is going to be a star-studded video. Have you seen any part of it? That's your man Posty, man.
I know. I haven't. I've seen tease something, but I didn't really pay attention to it.
My God. How could you not know what Posty is doing? And then finally, Jelly Roll, so sweet, handed over nearly $700 to three kids on the street running a lemonade stand.
That's cool.
That is cool. You know, I don't buy. I'll give them money, and I'll take their lemonade, but I pour it out. You guys, have you ever made lemonade, like, when you were seven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't drink that stuff. Because I remember actually taking my arm and tied a whole pitcher and stirring it with my arm.
You didn't have anything to stir with? You're like, this will do.
Oh, man. Don't tell me that. I just bought some.
Just
a few days ago, Frog and I stopped and grabbed the big glass and we guzzled it.
No, don't drink it. No. The hygiene situation is real. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Labor Day weekend. It is Friday. If you're headed out to the airport, it's a little crowded out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is time. Only one small problem here.
What's that?
I've never worked the phones before on this
right.
Brand new equipment.
We have brand new equipment and he's never done anything with the phone.
Oh, man.
Right. And they just adjusted our volume. It sounds a little weird in my headphones.
Does it really?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, let me see if I can adjust here.
Okay.
And let me see if I can get the phones up here. Let's
all right.
Go here.
You can do it.
Have you made the call yet, Spadil?
Yeah, he's on number one.
He's on number one. Well, it doesn't show up in here.
Hmm.
In fact, on my phones, it shows up as number 7. Oh, I see. Okay, now I see it.
Okay,
right,
good luck, BJ.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go here.
Oh,
good morning, Nash.
Good morning.
Oh, yay, BJ Harris. You did it.
Look at me. Hey.
Good job.
Nash, Nash, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
All right, let me explain Nash real quick here for the if anybody's new. Nash drives a race car in town, and he's a young kid. He, what, 18?
Yep.
Is that right? He drives a race car. He goes around to the circuit, and it's, you know, it's the small-time dirt track type stuff.
It's big Jamie time. And I,
big-time dirt track stuff
yeah.
here in town. Jamie and I are sponsors of the car. We have our logo on the car, and we've been on a roll lately. Well, we haven't really won, but we're doing great with the, when it comes to points. In the points to get to the cup.
Right. And he made a little mistake last week because he gave everybody the impression he didn't want to go for the cup. But that was absolutely wrong. And you know the big deal that he was going to go to like Iowa or whatever to get his
Kansas,
jacket?
I think.
Or, yeah. Well, anyway, explain all that, Nash.
So the jacket and the race are completely two different things.
Right. Okay.
The banquet is what we are going for.
The banquet?
That's in November in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Okay. Well, we were both.
Super Nationals is the big race here in Iowa.
Okay. All right. We're going for which one?
The jacket.
We're going to the banquet.
We're going to go eat
the banquet
and get
with
coat.
The jacket.
But hang on a second. Aren't we in the race car business?
We're
not in the jacket business.
Yeah, but that's
we're in the race car business. No, we should be shooting for a race.
It's the invite only. It's an invite only. He gets to have a snack and get a coat. Come on. And it's invite
pretty
only.
Much.
Yeah.
It's a custom jacket that says state winner.
Yeah.
We aren't sure if we're there yet. We still got five more. But right now we have a pretty hefty lead on everybody.
Yeah.
So we're all good there, so we're just going to keep going one race at a time and just see how far we can get with it.
Why do you seem so disappointed, BJ?
Because I thought we were getting all these points so that we could get there for the big final race and get the world championship, you know, and bring home a trophy. I didn't realize we're going off a stinking, you know, pullover.
It's not a stinking. You get invited. It's a big, it means you're the state champion. Or something.
Well, how can you be the champion if you're not racing in the big race?
Nash?
It's something that we passed on. I'm in school. I work. I can't afford to go to Iowa. So
plus, I'm on Weight Watchers again. Idiots out wandering around. It's a whole thing.
All right. I guess I just don't understand the racing.
Well,
business.
No, it's because that one, the Iowa race, cost $8,000. He's in school. He doesn't want to screw all that up. What we're hoping and praying for is the invite to the big banquet. That's what we're going for.
I didn't realize we're shooting for a jack.
And remember, he blew a tranny. So we got that going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So his car still isn't up to par because of that blown tranny.
Well, I won't hold the blown tranny against you. I mean, everybody has weak moments, I guess.
Yeah.
Cut down one
tree doesn't make you a lumberjack.
No, it does not, Jamie. All right, I guess I'll get on board with this jacket deal. Okay, I mean, since we're not going to the big race, we don't have the money for it. I'm not going to write a check for $8,000. So I'll get on board. Do we know what they serve at the dinner?
We don't know. We know, we've heard from other people that it's really good. It's professional.
Really? Yeah.
Like lamb chops or something?
Professional food.
I believe this is a bigger thing than the actual race.
I agree with you.
Really?
Because it's invite. Not everybody's invited. It's exclusive.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. So when is the jacket ceremony?
Well, we don't know if we're invited yet.
Oh, we don't?
No.
I believe a round date is about November.
Well, when are we going to find out if we're invited to this? I'm getting very impatient with this.
Probably around late October.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk to you in October, I guess.
No.
Well, racing's not on our game plan anymore. The kid's back in school. He can't race. We don't have a car worth a crap.
Wait, but he has a girlfriend in Pueblo.
Oh, let's talk. What does she look like? What's she wearing?
She's hot.
What is she wearing?
Oh, jeez.
Huh? No, I mean, what does she look like?
Good. Really good.
She's beautiful.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah, really?
She's beautiful, really? Actually. Really? Yeah, she really
is. Like a model?
She could be.
Oh, my.
She could be.
She could be a model?
No, she really
Have you
is.
Seen her?
Yes, she's long-legged.
Where'd you see her?
I saw her on the interweb. www.hotchicks.com.
Really? Yeah. No kidding. How'd you meet her?
At the racetrack.
Nice.
Really? Oh, she's a motorhead, huh?
I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
Gearhead.
She has been the one. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
She has been working on the car.
She's the crazy blue. All right, we got to go.
Okay, wait. Are you racing? When's the next time you're racing?
Yeah, we are racing tomorrow.
You are?
We are racing tomorrow.
All right. Hey, see, they're racing tomorrow.
Where are we racing again?
We have the car back together.
Where are we racing again?
We're going to be in Pueblo tomorrow.
We're going to be in Pueblo?
With the hot chick.
Oh, Pueblo tomorrow.
That means we have this feature to look forward to next week.
Hey, Nash, yeah. Am I allowed to tell? What's your Venmo again?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Can't remember it.
We worked on this.
It's NASCAR Racing 22 with a capital N at the end of it.
NASCAR Racing?
NASCAR Racing 22N.
Okay, 22, like north.
Okay.
Okay, you guys got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Now, is your girlfriend allowed to ride with you in the race car when you're racing?
No, but we're going to make the car a two-seater at the end of the year.
Oh.
And we're going to have some fun with it.
I bet you are. I had some fun in my time at 18. You might want to put a back seat in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woo. All fours up. Woo-hoo. All right, Nash, we got to go. Enough time with you. Yeah. All right, we got to go. All right.
Good luck this weekend, right. Nash.
Hope we get that invite
in the
mail for that jacket. All right. We'll see you, buddy.
And the rolls.
Thank you.
Yep. See you later, buddy.
Bye.
Congratulations on the broad.
He does the broad. We don't call her a broad.
The chick.
No, the hot, long-legged
Long-legged supermodel. Sorry about that. Bye.
He doesn't know how to hang up on you.
Bye. You got to hang up first. I don't know how. Jamie's right. Hang up.
It's a new system.
Hello. Hang up. Oh, there you go.
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye.
God.
There you go. I love that boy. I do. Now that he's got a girlfriend.
She's actually really gorgeous.
Is she?
Yeah, she really is. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey.
Yeah.
First, he was slinging meats. Now he's slinging mattresses.
Slinging meats, now to mattresses.
Yep.
Woo!
Yeah, he's on fire.
I'll do it all.
You should take your meat to mattresses.
You should. Kind of all go together.
Show up with some ribs.
Okay.
Why don't you tell everybody where you're going to be?
All right, so Monday, Labor Day, grand opening of the Furniture Row in Denver Mattress at 5779 South Alkire Street in Littleton. It's right off C470 in Bowles Avenue. You can't miss it. You can see it right from 470. And we're going to be giving a ton of stuff away. I'll be giving Green Day tickets away, Coors Field, on that Saturday, September 7th. And they're giving away a purple mattress, a Tempur-Pedic mattress, and 10 $2,500 gift cards. So you can buy some furniture.
What?
Yeah, so it's their grand opening. That's why they're having such a big deal about it.
Yeah.
So it's Furniture Row and Denver Mattress, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And like he said, it was off of C470 Bowles right there.
$2,500?
Yeah.
Gift cards?
Woo! Ten of them.
You know, you could pocket one of those maybe. Hand it over to your friend James.
You know, if you add all that up, it's $25,000.
Whoa. I could buy you some stuff.
I was good in math.
You were good in math.
Yeah, in school. All right, everybody, have a great Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my God.
Nothing exciting. You're not going out of town, are you?
No, but I'm going to go to the lake, and then I'm going to go, and we're going to have a party at the cabin.
Yep.
Might even have a sleepover. What?
Whoa, I'll be there.
Well, bring your tent. That's what we're doing. Oh my God. Can you imagine BJ sleeping in a tent?
No way.
I don't like bears.
Right?
We got to go. You guys have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive, and we will see you back here on Tuesday. Promise. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.